We're going to be ongoing even beyond this particular series of shows, Facing Our Love, Facing Our Fear, and Raising Up Love, and turning to Proudhon. I've been trying to think how this would work and realize that the chapter near the end, chapter 5 of Proudhon, will flow better with the trajectory, with the progression of our analysis during the course of these shows. And so I'm going to be bringing some of that chapter 5 forward to about the middle, in the middle of chapter 1, of what is property. And so check that out with the most recent draft of the PDF. And as we do those shows, we're going to be continuing this thinking through of our physical connections together and what needs to happen in them, those of us who are working towards our global freedom as human beings. And I'm calling this holistic self-defense. And in this segment, we're identifying the key aspects, components, and then trying to flesh those out of this holistic self-defense practice, which is reincorporating our power through physical, intellectual, and spiritual integration and expansion. And this is a process of getting big in five components. One, community education, involving the key concepts for exorcising the state in us and for understanding the story of class. Two, grounding our new understanding in our bodies by incorporating these key concepts in movement and voice. And that will have, I'm hoping, as many expressions as there are creative groups working on it. Three, organizing for global general strikes. And that's key. Global in every sense of the word. All of us together across those categories they're trying to put us in, and all of us geographically. Four, land acquisition for building earth ships, most likely city-owned abandoned lots that simply require the pressure of numbers to be turned over to community responsibility and caring for earth ships, turning them over for earth ships, which establish a demonstration site, establish that self-sufficiency ain't rocket science, is quite doable, and that far from there being too many of us, we need everybody on board here, globally speaking. There's a big mess that these power guys have made of our earth over the centuries, and in particular the last couple, which they hope, I think, to put us to work as, on a compulsory basis, in some sense, work for food or work for whatever those little chits are they come up with to signify our right to a bit of that earth. That is their solution. Winnow the population and put the rest to work under terms they create, they determine. When we're at a moment when the opposite of that must happen, we embrace the alternative that has been created by our ancestors, by the indigenous folk who don't need this free, this work of getting our minds, our true selves back. And also, and then those, not just our ancestors there, but our living brothers and sisters who have been able to hold on to their own authenticness. But the ancestors as well, like Peter Kropotkin and Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, who have literally thought this through in so much rich detail that it's there, it's just there waiting for us. We have to believe in ourselves to put it into reality. And then here in the U.S., there's a fifth. Organizing a referendum to call the question of our right to happiness. That is a tool, a wedge that we must embrace here in order to sort of take some of the bigger responsibility onto ourselves, because we have more room to do so, politically speaking. They have to kill us clandestinely, our brothers and sisters in the global South, as they say, don't have that little bit of wiggle room of having official freedom of this and freedom of that. No, they have to fear for their very lives when they go out into the street, literally. I mean, we do too, but slower, more cumbersome for them. Let's use our greater freedom to take the lead here.